Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, January the 15th, 2009. Death toll in Gaza reaches 1,078 as Israeli troops shell residential areas and UN centres in the coastal region. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources said that 37 Palestinians have been killed on Thursday due to the ongoing Israeli attack. The Ministry of Health in Gaza announced that the death toll in Gaza by Thursday stands at 1,078 Palestinians, among them 335 children. In addition, the number of those injured has reached a total of 4,900 today, including 400 in critical condition. Thousands of Gazans left their homes and fled from Gaza City on Thursday as Israeli military tanks stormed the city. Israeli tanks moved into the city centre near a United Nations relief compound. The tanks randomly shelled residential areas, forcing thousands to leave their homes. While others were trapped inside their homes, Mohammed Al-Haddad talked to IMEMC while tanks were shelling the building he lives in, along with his wife and four-month-old daughter.
There is two tanks under the building where I live, and they are shooting at anything that moves. We have had no electricity since last night. There is also no water. Now we do not think about food or water. Our concern is just to stay alive, because they shoot anything that moves.
Among the targets also attacked today was the headquarters of media agencies in Gaza City. Two journalists were injured. For the third time in less than 2 weeks, the Israeli army attacked the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, main headquarters in Gaza City. Three civilians were injured and fire destroyed some of the aid supplies stored there. Sami Al-Mishasha, the spokesman of UNRWA, talked to IMEMC.
This is not the first or second time they have attacked us. In the past 48 hours, they continue to shell our centers. The latest was the main headquarters, where our main aid and fuel supply were. They shelled it. There are also 750 civilians hiding inside. We have lost a lot of our food supply due to the fire. We are now trying to put out the fire and trying to get the center working again.
The United Nations Relief and Works Agency is providing 700,000 Palestinian refugees living in Gaza with their daily food requirements. Since the Israeli attack on Gaza began, UNRWA schools have become a shelter for those people that fled the shelling. On Tuesday of last week, a UN-run school was attacked. At least 43 civilians were killed and 100 others were wounded when the Israeli troops launched an attack on the school in northern Gaza town of Jabalia. On Thursday of the same week, the military attacked an aid convoy for the UNRWA, killing a driver and injuring another. The Israeli army embarked on its military offensive on Saturday, December the 27th, 2008. In the West Bank today, the Israeli military has kidnapped at least 20 Palestinian civilians during pre-dawn invasions targeting a number of West Bank cities and towns. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Jane Smith and Ghassan Benoura.